3, 2, 1, welcome back to the Bushnell Project. I'm Bushnell here, continuing to encourage us to be reading God's Word and pressing on with all that God has for us, prayerfully reading God's Word and asking the Holy Spirit for His help as we read it. So we are in Judges chapter 6. We've started the story of Gideon, which will take us probably more than a week to get through, as I tend to read anywhere from 6 to 12 verses. But I'm going to try and read a little bit more than 12 verses today just to cover this next part. But it still will not get us through Gideon. So let's just dive in here. Chapter 6, verse 11. Now the angel of the Lord came and sat under the terebinth at Ophrah, which belonged to Joash the Abiezrite, while his son Gideon was beating out wheat in the winepress to hide it from the Midianites. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said to him, "The Lord is with you, O mighty man of valor." And Gideon said to him, "Please, sir, if the Lord is with us, why then has all this happened to us? And where are all his wonderful deeds that our fathers recounted to us, saying, 'Did not the Lord bring us out from Egypt?' But now the Lord has forsaken us and given us into the hand of Midian." And the Lord turned to him and said, "Go in this might of yours and save Israel from the hand of Midian. Do not I send you?" And he said to him, "Please, Lord, how can I save Israel? Behold, my clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house." And the Lord said to him, "But I will be with you, and you shall strike the Midianites as one man." And he said to him, "If now I have found favor in your eyes, then show me a sign that it is you who speak with me. Please do not part from here until I come to you and bring out my present and set it before you." And he said, "I will stay till you return." So Gideon went into his house and prepared a young goat and unleavened cakes from an ephah of flour. The meat he put in a basket, and the broth he put in a pot, and brought them to him under the terebinth and presented them. And the angel of God said to him, "Take the meat and the unleavened cakes and put them on the rock, on this rock, and pour the broth over them." And he did so. Then the angel of the Lord reached out the tip of the staff that was in his hand and touched the meat and the unleavened cakes. And fire sprung from the rock and consumed the meat and the unleavened cakes. And the angel of the Lord vanished from his sight. Then Gideon perceived that he was the angel of the Lord. And Gideon said, "Alas, O Lord God, for now I have seen the angel of the Lord face to face." But the Lord said to him, "Peace be to you. Do not fear. You shall not die." Then Gideon built an altar there to the Lord and called it, "The Lord is Peace." To this day it still stands at Ophrah, which belongs to the Abiezrites, or Abiezrites. So we'll stop there at the end of verse 24. And just, you know, so here's Gideon. And now at this point, they had to hide when they were doing any of this stuff so that the enemy wouldn't come and get their wheat. So he's pressing out the wheat in the wine press. So the wine press would be very hidden, almost like a bunker, if you will. And that's where he is pressing out or breaking out the wheat. So not very brave, but they feel overpowered. They feel like there's this enemy that has control over them, and they have no means to fight back. And now God has shown up and with a prophet, and now face to face with Gideon. And this is one of those times where many believe that this is a theophany, where basically the Lord himself or Jesus Christ shows up. But long before he would be known as Jesus as the Son of God, he is the angel of the Lord. And Gideon says, I've seen now the Lord face to face. And there's great fear, which there should be, except the guy gives him peace and says, you do not need to be afraid. So here is a very average man, if you will, in Gideon, who is still working, trying to figure out how to feed his family, feed his people, and struggling probably with everything we can imagine, but still pressing on, doing the next thing that needs to be done. And God shows up. And God says, we got this, because I'm going to be with you. You're going to take on this great enemy, and you're going to strike the fatal blow to them all. And so Gideon's kind of doubtful that he can do it, because he gets it. He's just one man. But he's one man with God. And that's the thing for us to realize, how God loves to work. He loves to show up and use a man or men that others feel are not worthy or cannot get the job done. Because it's not really them getting the job done. It's them with God getting the job done. And mostly God getting the job done, with them just being obedient. And so we'll see how Gideon does. He's not really ready to jump into the fight. It's going to take a lot of persuading on God's part to get Gideon to do what God is calling him to do right here at the end of these verses. So we'll see how this goes and in the days to come. God bless you guys. Hope you have a good day. Remember, be reading your word, the word, and be praying. God bless you. Talk to you soon.